Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention, attention. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge is now in session.
Well, it's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. There's five questions. Pop culture man. You gotta answer more than she can.
Ooh. Five. Pop culture questions. If you correctly answer more than Tammy, you win. All ties go to Tammy.
Let's go to Aaron in PB. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Aaron, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of here?
Sure. Tammy, get out of here.
All right, good luck.
I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, she'll give you $100 of her San Diego County Credit Union checking account money, SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. Aaron, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Video footage has surfaced of an argument between Tom Arnold and Dean Cain. Arnold is anti-Trump. Cain is pro-Trump. And the two, shockingly, were arguing about that. In the 90s, Dean Cain starred on the TV show Lois and Clark, playing which superhero?
Superman.
The nominees for the next Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class have been announced. There are 15 artists included. Some of the biggest names are Def Leppard, Janet Jackson, and Rage Against the Machine. Where is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame located? L.A., Cleveland, or New Orleans?
Cleveland.
This week in 1980, the video game Pac-Man came out. How many ghosts chase Pac-Man in the game?
Four.
Taylor Swift made a political announcement. And in 24 hours, over 65,000 young people registered to vote. How old do you have to be to run for president of the United States?
36.
And finally, 6.1 million people watched the season premiere of The Walking Dead. That's down almost half from last year. On The Walking Dead, what is the name of Negan's bat that he wields?
Oh, my gosh, I've never seen The Walking Dead before.
So this is where you just throw a guess out. Just any woman's name will be fine. Or any name. Oops.
Susan.
The very menacing Susan the Bat. Let's get Tam back in. Tammy, come on. Aaron, what's going on with you today?
Nothing. Just ready to win.
All right. I love that. This is all I got going on. Ready to take Tammy down.
Okay. Oh, boy.
All right. Hang on. So, depending on who you ask, Aaron did either 4 out of 5 or 3 out of 5.
Okay.
I got to go with 3 out of 5, okay. Although one could argue that 4 is also accurate.
Okay.
And that's my bad, not yours, Aaron. Here we go, Tammy. Video footage has surfaced of an argument between Tom Arnold and Dean Cain. Because whoever was videotaping it thought it was like 1992, apparently. I'm joking. That's mean. Arnold's anti-Trump, Dean Cain pro-Trump. Shockingly, that's what the two were arguing about because that's America in the 18. In the 90s, Cain starred on the TV show Lois and Clark, playing which superhero?
Superman.
You loved that show, didn't you? Aaron knew that. It's 1-1. The nominees for the next Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class have been announced. There are 15 artists now, and some of the biggest names are Def Leppard, Janet Jackson, and Rage Against the Machine. Where's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame located? Is it L.A., Cleveland, or New Orleans?
Cleveland.
It's in Cleveland. Aaron knew that as well. We are tied at 2. This week in 1980, the video game Pac-Man came out. How many ghosts chase Pac-Man in the game?
Oh, man. Like, different kinds of ghosts, or...
There are a specific number of ghosts that chase Pac-Man on every screen in the game.
A specific number or certain kinds?
A specific number. I am looking for a number.
Like, I'm trying to remember, were there like 4 different kinds?
Is there one ghost? Is there 10 ghosts? Depending on what you would think, I would need a number indicating your answer.
I'm going to... Oh, 466.
Sweet God. I'm missing teeth.
Like, I feel like I can't remember, the dentist. Like, were there like...
There were 4.
four.
The number's all I needed.
My gut. Oh,
I was going to ask their names, but sweet Lord, that's like asking for the Holy Grail. Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde were the four ghosts that chased Pac-Man. Okay, so it's now 3-2. Aaron, because more importantly, Aaron knew that and didn't make it like it was teeth pulled.
So it's 3-2, Aaron.
That's what I just said.
You said 3-2, Tammy.
Aaron.
Oh, sorry.
3-2, Aaron.
Okay.
Aaron, I'm sorry we're arguing in front of company.
Oh, my God.
That's okay.
All right, here we go. Tammy, Taylor Swift made a political announcement, and in 24 hours, over 65,000 young people registered to vote. Who cares what the statement was about? 65,000 people decided to vote because of Taylor Swift.
Well, they registered.
Yes. That's
whether
why
they actually go through with it is another thing.
That's why that statement is important.
Yes.
Tammy, how old do you have to be to run for president of the United States of America?
I want to say 35.
According to the U.S. Constitution, the answer is 35. But the way I phrased it, I didn't say what's the minimum age. I just said how old do you have to be. Aaron said 36, which if you look at my question, I didn't give it to her either.
I would give it to her, but that's like specific.
Of course you wouldn't. It's your money. Let's go to the judge. Jessica, what's your final ruling on this?
I say yeah. Unfortunately, she didn't get it.
Okay. Sorry, Aaron. And now it's tied at 3. And finally, Tammy, 6.1 million people watched the season premiere of The Walking Dead. That's down almost half from last year. On The Walking Dead, what's the name of Negan's bat that he wields?
Oh, that's right. There is a name for that. What is it called? Don't remember the equalizer.
Not even close. Nor was Aaron's good guess of Susan the bat. It was Lucille.
Oh,
Lucille
was
her
name.
So today it ends in a tie. No, I'm sorry. It ends in a tie. Tammy 3, Aaron 3. Now, Aaron, the rule is this. All ties go to Tammy, so you don't get her money. But we will hook you up with a nice prize just for playing. We hope you can make this.
Yes, it's going to be fantastic. A pair of tickets to the Tri-City Foundation Diamond Ball. And that includes a black tie meet and greet experience with Grammy-nominated comedian Bill Engvall. It happens Saturday, October 27th.
All right, Aaron. Hope to see you out there. Tam and I will both be there as well. It's going to be a fun night. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.